President Obama's chief of staff and former budget director Jack Lew is well on his way to becoming Treasury Secretary. But Lew's critics say that during the confirmation process, he should have been asked tougher questions about his connections to Wall Street, particularly Wall Street titan Robert Rubin. Lew was a top budget official in the Clinton administration when Robert Rubin, as Clinton's treasurer, brought about the bank deregulation that helped lead to the 2008 financial crisis. Lew went on to work under Rubin at Citigroup. So his critics are asking, is this another Rubinite, like Tim Geithner before him, someone who will keep the status quo on Wall Street? Michael Hirsch is chief correspondent for National Journal Magazine, also author of the 2010 book Capital Offense, How Washington's Wise Men Turned America's Future Over to Wall Street. His profile of Jack Lew is titled, Is Jack Lew a Friend of Wall Street? And Mike, who joins us from the National Journal Studio in Washington, D.C., Mike, you pay some compliments, but I'm not sure I'd seat you next to Jack Lew at a dinner. Start with the compliments from you and others. What do people like about him?
Well, he's eminently likable. He's one of those people in Washington who is very laid back, gentle-mannered, much like Robert Rubin himself, the former Treasury Secretary, is widely admired for his even-handedness. So this is not, you know, an issue about his personality.
And what's the criticism then?
Well, the question is, how much does Jack Lew really know about the financial system and financial reform? That's one. And the second question legitimately is, here is another former member of the Clinton administration serving with then-Treasury Secretary Bob Rubin in the late 90s, who later went to work for Citigroup, the financial conglomerate that became a kind of poster child for deregulation. In fact, when the Glass-Steagall Act, the law from the 1930s that separated investment and commercial banking, was repealed in 1999, a joke around Washington was that this should be known as the Citigroup Authorization Act because it allowed Citigroup to go forward and become the giant that it was. Now, as we later found out, Citigroup was, you know, one of the culprits, one of the giant banks that almost collapsed and had to be bailed out in the financial disaster. So all of this goes back to the question of how much is Jack Lew compromised by his ties to Wall Street, and how much does he really understand about the financial reforms that still have to be made in order to prevent another disaster?
Well, what has he said? What has he said about the need for regulations, how he feels they might have played a role in the crisis? What has he said?
Well, that's exactly what's at issue. He said very little, but what he has said has raised suspicions that he is indeed of the same mindset as Robert Rubin and Tim Geithner and others, who have not been willing to blame the deregulation that they themselves oversaw in the late 90s, which really started a whole process by which Wall Street was allowed to run wild leading up to 2008 for the financial disaster. And this is a little bit odd because candidate Barack Obama, running in 2008, himself said that deregulation was a key culprit, the key culprit in the financial disaster. So that raises the question, what will Lew do coming into this enormously arcane and sophisticated area where Wall Street lobbyists, who are obviously well-funded, deep-pocketed, have been able to run circles around many people in Congress?
Well, Bernie Sanders of Vermont asked Jack Lew what he thought the role of deregulation was in the disaster. And as you write, Lew said in response, I personally don't know the extent to which deregulation drove the crisis, and I don't believe that deregulation was the proximate cause. Also had his 2010 confirmation hearing, he said that problems in the financial industry were there before Clinton-era deregulation. And another one of his critics, this is former federal regulator William Black, agreed with that, but then told Democracy Now! That Jack Lew does bear some blame for the 2007 financial crash.
This is a guy who designed the disaster, participated in the disaster on Wall Street, and then we have the absurdity of the President of the United States saying that this is a man with a track record of unmitigated success. It is exactly the opposite in terms of finance. He has screwed up everything substantively he has ever touched.
I think it's important to point out that Jack Lew doesn't really bear any direct responsibility for deregulation, for anything that led to the financial disaster. He spent most of his career on Capitol Hill or working as a budget guy. He did that at the State Department as Deputy Secretary of State when he was Director of the Office of Management Budget during the Bill Clinton administration and, again, under Obama. So he was not directly involved in the same way that, say, a Tim Geithner or a Larry Summers former economic advisor to Obama were. I mean, they were directly involved, oversaw deregulation in the late 90s. However, Jack Lew, as the head of OMB under Clinton, did oversee these critical deregulatory laws. I mean, that's the job of the Office of Management and Budget, to administer these laws. And so, in a sense, you know, he was in league with these moves. And it's also fair to say that he benefited by, you know, gaining nearly $1 million bonus when he was at Citigroup, which came to him at a time when Citigroup was being bailed out by the federal government. So I think it's fair to point these out, these instances where he might be compromised, without at the same time condemning him out of hand.
Well, and just to be clear, you make clear that he's actually succeeded at everything he's done. He's been very successful in different ways in Washington. But it's not as much about looking back at what he might have done. It's about looking ahead at what he might do now. And you talk to progressive after progressive who say that's their concern, that he will do nothing, that it will be more of the same. And there are people that President Obama could have picked for this position who might have, they say, finally gone after Wall Street.
Right. This has been a consistent theme all during the Obama administration. After all, this is a president who says, you know, he prizes contending points of view. But in fact, when it comes to financial reform, that just has not been true. It's been straight down the line Reaganomics. And I think, you know, for Jack Lew, there are going to be some critical test cases ahead. Will he go ahead and push for implementation of the Volcker Rule, which is supposed to separate commercial banks, federally insured banks, from the riskiest trading, putting a cap on the size of banks? One of the big problems we face in the future is that the biggest banks are even bigger than they were before the 2008 financial crisis. So I think these are going to be tests for where Lew stands on these issues. And if, in fact, he just sort of sweeps financial reform aside, pays most of his attention to dealing with the budget, and granted he has a big task there with sequestration, you know, looming upon us, then we'll be able to see that, in fact, he is cut in the cloth of Tim Geithner and the other so-called Reaganites.
Well, and meanwhile, you mentioned sequestration. We have Jack Lew to thank for it. He's the fellow who suggested these automatic spending cuts to force everybody to come to a compromise they so far haven't.
Right. It was adopted by the Republicans, so I think all sides are to blame here.
Michael Hirsch, chief correspondent for National Journal Magazine, on Treasury Secretary nominee Jack Lew. Michael, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, calling all Amanda Palmer fans. Oh, wait, I should speak their language and tweet them. The musician who used social media to make her music asked friends and fans to help her with her TED Talks, and we're going to eavesdrop on that next, here and now.